各位弟兄姐妹，我们要继续看这个罗马书。
Brothers and sisters, we're going to continue on with the book of Romans.
今天我们看罗马书第四章前面的七节。
We're going to visit Romans chapter 4, verse 1 through 7 today.
我们在这段期间看罗马书的时候，
when we actually are studying the book of Romans at this time,
也让我们同时来注意我们身边周边所发生的事情。
We also pay attention to the things that are happening around us.
不单单是我们的国家，
not only our nation,
还有包括整个世界，
but also the world.
在六号驿站的时候，
during the church camp over the last week,
有一件事情我感到很惊讶。
I was actually quite surprised by an event.
我们年纪比较小的人当中，
amongst us who are younger in age,
有人不认识邓小平是谁。
Amongst them, they do not know who Deng Xiaoping is.
不，我想也不奇怪。
But I guess I shouldn't be that surprised.
在三十多年前，
some years ago.
很多美国人不知道新加坡是什么地方。
A lot of Americans actually did not know what Singapore is.
而他们给的答案呢，有些时候你会笑破肚皮的。
Some of the answers that they give, I think you actually have a pretty good laugh at them.
后来我听说美国人也不大管是他们国家之外的事情的。
Actually, Americans in general do not care much happening outside of the U.S.
但是我们不能够。
But we cannot.
因为当我们不断地把周边的事情跟我们读罗马书的时候比较呢，你会发现到有很多关联的事。
So actually, if we look at the book of Romans and things that are happening around us, there are actually quite a bit of connections there.
就说当保罗写罗马书的时候，
So when Paul wrote the book of Romans,
那个时候在读他这封信的罗马教会的信徒，
The people who the readers of this book, the church in Rome,
以及他写这封信的这个人，
and the author of this letter,
他们的生活的环境是怎么样的呢？
What kind of living conditions were they under?
他们平常的压力是什么呢？
What kind of pressures do they deal with daily?
直接间接的是什么呢？ Direct and indirect. 这些呢，跟我们今天是很相像。
Actually, quite similar to what we're experiencing today.
昨天发生了三件事情。
Three things happened yesterday.
一件发生在美国。
One happened in the U.S.
一件发生在回教庙。回教庙。
Muslim temple.
一件发生在海滩。
One happened on the beach.
你知道什么事吗？
Do you know what they were?
我想在美国的那件事大家都知道。
I guess what happened in the U.S. you're probably quite familiar with.
但是大家也不要太过奇怪。
But you shouldn't be that surprised.
我们只不过是回到原本的情况而已。
We actually just we're back to where we were to begin with.
就是当主耶稣的福音还没有被普遍的接受的时候。
So when the gospel of Christ was not widely accepted.
就是尤其是保罗在写罗马书的这个时代。
Particularly during the time when Paul was writing this epistle.
当时的这个罗马社会跟环境。
This the society in Rome.
就是现在我们感觉到越来越不舒服的。
And something similar to what we are experiencing, becoming more and more uncomfortable.
其实当时信耶稣的人就是从那种很困难的情况走过来的。
And people who believed in Christ actually came from that sort of environment.
不论是政治上的，
not only just from a political angle，
社会的风气，
perhaps the societal conditions，
以及各种这个多元的这个宗教情况，
multi-religion，
以及个人的这个所谓的这个自由跟个人的这个所谓权利，
also individual freedom or authority，
在当时已经就是这样，
it was the case back then，
所以我们最多不过是回到原来。我们开始的时候。
So we are kind of back to where we began with during this time.
那么如果是这样的话，
if this were the case,
我们现在重新来读在那样一个情形的一封信跟一个信仰的事情。
So now we are revisiting this letter and this religion.
他们怎么样走过来?
How did they walk through or came through this?
主耶稣跟主耶稣的门徒怎么样帮助他们经过跟走过来?
How did Jesus and his disciples help them overcome this?
我看这些话我们要更小心、更仔细的、更认真的来读。
So we should actually look at this word more carefully and in detail.
因为是经过考验。
Because it's through a lot of tests.
而我们现在好像重新在面对他，就要去面对他们当年已经在面对了。
It feels like we are about to experience the same test that they experienced or went through back then.
我们再一起打开罗马书第四章一到七节。
Now let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter one, chapter four, verse 1-7. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter?If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and was credited to him as righteousness. Now, when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom Godcredits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的；只是在面前并无可夸。经上说什么呢？亚伯拉罕信神，就算为他的义。做工的得工价，不算是恩典。乃是该得的，唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人是有福的，他说得赦免其过，遮盖其罪，这人是有福的。主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。我们一直看到一句话，就是神算这个人是义的。
Now we keep seeing this phrase, God counted this person as righteous.
或者说称他为义。
He is imputed as righteous.
在我们刚刚过去的两个分享里面。
During the past two sermons.
我想关于这个义的事情呢，我们已经解释跟交代过了。
We have actually addressed this topic of righteousness.
它里面有很多很丰富不同的这个意思。
There are a lot of different meanings in this word.
但是如果你要用一个简单的方式来记的话
，But if to I guess remember it simply,
就是这样子，可以这样子来了解。
We can think of it this way.
当说这个人被上帝看为义的时候
，When someone is counted as righteous by God,
也就是说他是被上帝接纳的。
He's accepted by God.
什么叫做被上帝接纳呢?
What does it mean to be accepted by God?
啊，这个很重要。
This is very important.
就是说他是被上帝承认的。
Means that he is recognized by God.
什么叫做被上帝承认呢?
What does it mean to be recognized by God?
就是他被上帝当作说，是的，你是属于我的，我呢也愿意做你的上帝。
That means that you belong to me.And God is willing to be your God.
那么这个又是什么呢?
And what does this mean?
关系。
Relationship.
就是说这个神他愿意做这个人的神，这个人呢是可以呢认这个神是他的神，就是说他可以到这个神面前，这个神不拒绝他的。
That this God is willing to be his God, and therefore they are in a relationship, and he will not be rejected by this God.
那么这样的一个神人关系又是什么意思呢
？So what does this God-man relationship really mean？
我们要完全的这个了解这个，你一定要掌握创世纪跟出埃及记。
To actually fully understand this, I think we have to look at the book of Genesis as well as Exodus.
我们不能够用我们其他的宗教的观念来解释这样的事情。
We cannot actually look at this based on what we understand of other religions.
如果我们不由圣经来解释的话，我们就用异教的方式套进来。
If we do not actually explain this via the Bible, we would be using other religions to try to explain this.
这就会造成很大的误会。
And this will cause a lot of confusion.
那么在这里他提到这个亚伯拉罕。
Paul mentioned Abraham.
他说亚伯拉罕是被上帝看成是义的。
That Abraham was counted as righteous by God.
然后他说不因为亚伯拉罕有什么功劳。
It's not because of Abraham's works.
那么到底保罗要讲什么？
What exactly is Paul trying to say here?
那为什么保罗需要提这个事情？
Well, and why does Paul need to bring this up?
那么我们要回到一个很重要的一个事情。
We have to come back to a very important matter.
上帝跟人的事情。
The God-man relationship.
在上帝自己后来的做法里面。
And the way God handled this thereafter.
他是透过他跟犹太人的关系来表达。
And he is expressed through the relationship he has with the Jews.
因为他选择用这样的一个具体的方式。
Because this is the manner he has chosen to express his will.
那么也因着用这样一个生路跟实实在在的一个民族的关系过程来表达。
And it's through this relationship he has with this nation to express this.
所以我们就能够呢去检验它。
And therefore we allows us to examine this.
我们可以去研究它。
We can actually analyze this.
我们可以去考究它。
We could try to examine the.
也可以考证它。
Verify it.
这些都就成为可以了。
And this is kind of what we could do.
它不正如我们一般基督徒讲的，信神就是你信就好了。
It's not as simple as what Christians usually say. You believe, and therefore you believe.
它是有它本身的这个内容的。
Actually, there's some content to this.
那么保罗呢，现在呢又提到那个事情本身。
And then Paul has again brought this up.
因为他要面对他自己的犹太人。
Because he has to face the Jews that he's living with.
因为神跟人之间的那个问题跟那个关系。
It's about the relationship that God has with man.
你讲到犹太人，一定是这件事，这件事情。
When we talk about Jews, it's always about this.
因为犹太人是犹太人，是跟上帝分不开。
Because Jews are Jews and they are inseparable from God.
我们中国人，我们不一定有神，不一定需要讲神。
As Chinese, we actually do not have to talk about God.
世界很多的民族，他们讲他们的时候，他们不一定要讲神的。
A lot of races, when they talk about themselves, they do not have to bring God into the picture.
但是当犹太人讲到犹太人自己的时候
，But when Jews talk about themselves,
他们是需要讲神。
They have to talk about God.
而且他们是从神开始讲起的。
Because they always have to start from God.
这个就是旧约圣经。
This is the Old Testament.
因为他们的出现
，Because the way they appeared.
跟他们为什么会出现
？And why they actually emerged？
跟他们出现为了什么
？And the reason underlying their emergence，
都是因为神的关系。
It's all because of God。
但是也因为这样子，他们跟神之间呢，就有一段恩恩怨怨。
And therefore there are a lot of drama between them and God。
那么事情呢，一直没完没了。
And it's kind of never ending。
那最根本就是讲到神跟人，神跟他们之间的关系。
And it's just talking about the relationship that God has with them.
亚伯拉罕就要从这个保罗提到这个事情呢，就跟他们说，我们从头开始看。
And Paul therefore says, let's start from the beginning.
讲到神跟人的关系。
Talk about God-man relationship.
到底什么东西决定神跟人的关系
？So what exactly decides this?
那么什么是神跟人的关系
？And what exactly is this God-man relationship?
那为什么这个事情这么重要
？And why is this so important?
所以他罗马书就是在讲这个事情。
And the book of Romans trying to address this.
那么又一定要回到犹太人。
And therefore we have to go back to the Jews.
因为犹太人在罗马时代对这件事情有一些不同的了解了。
Because the Jews during this time, they have a different understanding of this.
保罗也跟他们不一样。
And Paul is certainly different from them.
尤其是由另外一个犹太人出现了之后，耶稣。
And certainly after the appearance of Jesus, another Jew.
整个事情的了解真的有一些不一样。
The understanding of this whole matter becomes very different.
这个就一直成为他们的问题。
And this is where the problem lies.
然后他们的问题呢，也就影响了我们。
And their problem actually influences or affects us.
因为上帝要借着犹太人，使到非犹太人呢，也可以认识他。
Because God wants to go through Jews to let Gentiles also to get to know Him.
那么 非犹太人跟上帝之间的关系要怎么看呢？
And how should we look at the relationship that Gentiles have with God?
那犹太人就说，就像我们跟上帝关系这样哦。
And Jews would say, yeah, similar to the relationship that we have with God.
那我们跟上帝之间的关系是怎么样了解的呢？
And how do we understand the relationship that Jews have with God?
就会应用在你们身上。
And it would actually directly impacts the way you do.
所以问题就在这边。
And this is where the problem is.
而这里因为有不同的看法。
And that because there are different views to this,
而且有很严重的不同，
and there are serious differences.
所以保罗一定要面对，一定要处理。
And therefore, Paul has to address this.
因为他要把福音带给非犹太人。
Because Paul wants to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
他在跟非犹太人讲说，上帝跟你们之间是什么关系？
Paul wants to tell the Gentiles the relationship that God has with them.
这个关系应该怎么了解？
How do you understand this relationship?
结果犹太人讲的是一种。
Then Jews obviously have a view.
保罗讲的是一种。
Paul has another view.
到底谁对呢？
So who exactly is right?
那我们先回到本来的犹太人跟上帝之间的关系是怎么一回事。
Let's go back to the beginning, the relationship that the Jews have with God.
他就提到亚伯拉罕。
And he brought up Abraham.
所以今天我们要更详细的来看亚伯拉罕。
And therefore, today we have to spend more time on Abraham.
Oh, 你说又不是是不是六号驿站啊？加布兰还没讲完呐、啊。
Is it because we did not finish covering this during the church camp?
是六号驿站，我没有讲这一段。
Pastor did not address this during the camp.
我们一起来看这个创世纪第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 12.
我们看第一到第三节。
Verse 1-3.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本住父家，往我所要指示你的地去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要叫别人得福，为你祝福，我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。一到三节，十二章。
Okay.The Lord had said to Abram, Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you.
就是因为这件事情，所以以后才出现有犹太人啊。
It's because of this event, and therefore the Jews emerged.
那亚伯兰就是他们的老祖宗。
And Abraham was their ancestor.
上帝有一天呢，告诉他说，我要在你身上跟在你的后代，要成为这样的事情。
And God told Abraham one day that I'm going to use you and your descendants to actually allow this to happen.
那我们看其中神的这个应许，三样应许里面其中的一个。
We look at one of the God's of three promises.
他说，我要叫你呢。成为这个大国
that I'll make you into a great nation.
就是第二节
verse 2.
这个时候亚伯拉罕一个儿子都没有。
At this point in time, Abraham has no sons.
然后在这个第十一章三十节说，他的老婆撒来不生育，没有孩子。
And actually, the chapter before, verse 30, it says, Now Sarah, who is Abraham's wife, was barren, and she had no children.
所以亚伯拉罕他就带着说上帝的呼召，他就走了。
And Abraham therefore heeded God's calling and he went.
但是接着下来，经过很长的一段日子。
And thereafter a long period ensued.
他一直没有看到自己可以生孩子。
He did not see that he could have a child.
特别来到第十五章的时候。
Particularly when we come to chapter 15.
十五章他说，这事以后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰你不要怕。第一节。
Chapter 15, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield.
然后亚伯兰说，主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？
But Abram said, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless?
然后亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
Verse 3, and Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir.
为什么十五章上帝又会再出现呢？
Why did God appear again in chapter 15?
因为经文说这事以后。
Because the scripture says after this.
那么你按照这个叙述文的读法，你就知道原来十四章的事情。
And obviously it's about what happened in the chapter 14.
You read the text as a narrative, 你就会 sensitive to 这样的东西 link to 14. 那么14章是亚伯拉罕呢，他带着300个人去救罗德。
Chapter 14 is about Abraham taking 300 people to try to rescue Lot.
他能够有300个人，表示他当时他的势力很大了。
And it actually means that he was quite powerful back then with 300 people.
而上帝真的是祝福他。
And God indeed had blessed him.
这个祝福包括物质的。
And this blessing includes materialistic things.
不过呢，他跟当时的四王五王，就是当时那些地头蛇，当时那些有势力的当地人呢，关系破裂。
But he had a tough relationship with the people who were in power back then.
对了，你这一次打赢他们。
If you were to actually beat them,
接下来呢
？What happens after that?
你永远能够撑得住吗
？Can you actually sustain this forever?
再看看自己没有后代。
And since I have no heir,
我的整个势力、整个产业谁接呢
？Who is going to take over my enterprise?
所以他有内忧，有外患。
He is concerned about what's happening to him as well as he has concerns on his own.
你看到这个神呢，对他来说是自己很主动就来跟亚伯兰说，你不要害怕。
And obviously we see that God was proactive with him and coming to him and say, do not be afraid.
但是亚伯拉罕呢，也很坦诚地跟神讲说，我到现在都没儿子。
And obviously Abraham was honest and tells God that I'm still childless at this point.
我就照做我们近东的人的一般的习俗，家里面的任何一个或是管家什么等等的，就把他当儿子，然后传递给他。
And therefore, according to customs, back then, whoever is left in the household will become the heir.
但是上帝说不不不不不。
But God says no, no.
上帝没有讲说你这样没有信心，这样没有看了啊，这怎么听啊？像我们在查经班这样子骂啊。
But God did not rebuke him and said, "Why do you have no faith?"
上帝呢帮助他，上帝再一次跟他讲说，我一定会让你有孩子。
But God actually, I guess, promised him again that you would indeed be with child.
而且上帝跟他讲说，来来来，我给你看。
And God tells Abraham, "Come, let's take a look."
第五节他说，你向天看，你的孩子要像星这么多。
In verse 5 it says, "Just look up to the skies; your descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky."
如果我们是中国人
，as Chinese，
或者是香港人
，or people from Hong Kong， Hong Kong，
中国人，你说你不要消遣我，
消遣我
，do not，
我不知道怎么翻译
，make fun of me， I guess，
不是 ，or
Okay.
然后广东人说你冇玩笨我。
Okay, 玩笨 ，OK。
我现在老婆都不会生，你跟我讲说你我后代会这么多。
Oh, do not trick me. I think that's what he meant. Since my wife is barren, how are you trying to trick me to believe that I'll have many descendants?
圣经怎么讲亚伯拉罕
？But what does the scripture say?
圣经说亚伯拉罕信耶和华。
Abraham believed in the Lord.
第六节
verse 6.
然后就说耶和华就此为他的义。
And he credited it to him as righteousness.
保罗就是引用这句话。
And Paul therefore is using this phrase.
什么叫做信然后称义？
What does it mean to believe and therefore be counted as righteousness?
你要回到这个事情本身。
We have to come back to this matter.
它的意思很简单。
The meaning is actually quite simple.
你既然跟我这样说
，Since you say this to me，
你说会这样
，You said this will happen，
是我现在我想不通。
Even though I could not figure it out now，
那我也知道我有科学头脑的，我老头不会生，我们不会生的。
I understand that my wife is barren，
怎么可能呢
？How is this possible？
不过你既然这样说
，But since you say so，
我就照你说的，我说好，就这样。
I will therefore do the according to what you says and says fine. I'll do it.
这个叫做信。
And this is what it means by belief.
请你注意哈，这个信是有一个内容的哈。
This belief has some content.
它是有对着一个对象的哈。
And there's a target.
它不是我们今天所说的 I believe I can make it， 不是这种哈。You believe you can make it? Okay, fine.
It's not based on nothing.
你自己认为。他这个是有一个内容，有一个对象，要你说 take it。
And here the belief is based on a person and there's content.
我们常常把信心变成是从我这一边挤出一种态度，这个不是圣经讲的。
And very often we take this belief or confidence as an attitude coming from within, and this is not what the scripture tells us.
我们的重点是放在我这边有没有这种态度。
The focus is on us, whether we have this attitude.
圣经是说它有一个 object, 它有一个客体，它有一个内容。
The scripture says there's an object, a target, and their content.
通常就是神自己。
And typically it's God himself.
不然就是神自己讲的话。
Or what God says.
然后亚伯拉罕呢，是相信神跟神讲的这个话。
And Abraham believes in God and God's words.
当他愿意，他肯这样的回应的时候。
And when he's willing to respond this way.
叫做信靠。
And that's called faith.
上帝说他把亚伯罕看成义。
And therefore he counted him as righteous.
就是他悦纳亚伯拉罕这样对他的反应。
And therefore he accepts Abraham's response to him.
但是事情还是太过超越了。
And, but even so, the event is somewhat hard to understand.
所以你继续看下去十六章的时候。
When we actually continue on chapter 16,
第一节说亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生儿女。第一节。
Verse 1, now Sarah, Abram's wife, had borne him no children.
所以这个是一个事实。
But this is a fact.
所以他们又在按当时的风俗来处理事情。这一次是他老婆。
And therefore they would deal with it the way customs would back then, and this time is Sarah's, his wife.
所以他老婆说你就从我的使女呢生一个算你的。
And why don't you bear a child with one of my servants and count him as yours?
那么圣经说亚伯拉罕听了撒来的话。
And the Bible says Abram agreed to what Sarah said.
在第二节最后一句话。
Last part of verse 2.
那以后真的是生了儿子了。
And therefore they did have a child.
但是撒来又吃醋。
Sarah got jealous.
然后又要赶下家，又要亚伯拉罕呢把这个狐狸精赶出去。
And
老三啦，小三。
And Sarah had Abraham chase out the servant.
但是上帝呢，祝福这个下家。
But God actually blessed the servant.
所以其实现在的中东以色列跟中东的人，其实他们是亲戚来的。
And therefore the Israelites and the people in the Middle East are actually relatives.
那是因为基督教的错误，搞到他们成为仇家。
But it's because of the mistakes of Christianity that actually made them enemies.
这个是我们基督教搞的。
And this is caused by Christianity.
特别是在 medieval 的时候。所以我们要好好读圣经。
Therefore, we have to study the Bible carefully.
那么来到十七章的时候。
When we come to chapter 17,
亚伯拉罕九十九岁了。
Abraham was 99 years old.
事情闹得很大了。
It was quite a big deal.
上帝又再出来。
And God appeared again.
上帝跟他讲说，亚伯拉罕，在我面前做完全人。
He came to Abraham and said, "I'm God Almighty."
做要在我的面前做完全人。
Walk before me and be blameless.
不是说他完美，是说你真的是要完全就听我的。
But it's not for him to be perfect, but you have to listen to what I say.
尤其是在这个得孩子的事情上。
Particularly about this issue with descendants.
上帝跟他讲说，明年你一定会得孩子。
But God tells him you would indeed have a child next year.
那么在这一段对话的里面，
and this dialogue,
上帝要亚伯拉罕真的是做这个做那个等等。
And God indeed demanded a lot of things from Abraham.
那这一段话呢，就成为犹太人呢的重点。
And this dialogue became a focal point of the Jews.
犹太人怎么样是犹太人呢？
Why are Jews Jews?
犹太人是犹太人的话，除非他是亚伯兰的后代。
And because they are Abraham's descendants.
那他怎么样是亚伯兰的后代呢
？And how are they Abraham's descendants?
他要照这边一些条件做。
And this is based on this dialogue.
所以犹太人的这个观念是以这个，他说只要我们是亚伯兰的后代。
And therefore, if we are Abraham's descendants,
上帝呢就会悦纳我们。
God will accept us.
因为这边是这样讲的。
This is what the scripture says.
那么要上帝悦纳我们，
to have God accept us,
就要成为亚伯兰的后代。
We have to be Abraham's descendants.
亚伯兰的后代呢，就是要做这些。
And Abraham's descendants have to do this and that.
啊，你注意听啊。
Pay attention to this.
啊，问题就是在这边了。
This is where the issue lies.
这里没有什么叫做信上帝。
This is not about believing in God.
这里叫做说我当做什么。
This is about what we need to do.
就好像有一个那个很优秀的那个少年的官来到耶稣面前，他说：“夫子。”我当做什么才会得永生，或者说才会呢进入上帝的国
？It's similar to an official that came to Jesus and said, "Son of man, what do I need to do to enter the kingdom of heaven?"
但是保罗说，从开始的时候
，But Paul says from the beginning,
人被上帝悦纳
，of man was accepted by God.
人跟上帝的关系是能够建立起来。
The relationship that God built with man.
不是因为人做什么
，It's not because of what man had done，
而是上帝要为人做什么，人信吗
？It's what God wants to do for man。
就像亚伯拉罕
，It's similar to Abraham。
他说事情是在十五章。
The matter happened in chapter 15。
十七章是十五章的这个应许的实现。
And chapter 17 is the implementation or the fulfillment of the promise in 15.
所以更开始的时候是十五章。
So the beginning actually was in chapter 15.
所以十五章的那个原则呢，是在十七章之前的。
So the principle of chapter 15 was before chapter 17.
各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友。
Brothers and sisters from France.
我告诉你，圣经在了解的时候，这个过程程序先后。很重要的。
Understanding the Bible, the principles, the before and after is very important.
你整个整体来看，跟你抽其中一段，然后来讲成一套，是可以完全不一样的意思的。
To look at it holistically and versus just plugging and playing what we want to hear is very different.
所以为什么有这么多不同的看法、不同的解释
？And therefore, that's why we have a lot of different types of explanations.
而我们在后现代，大家都可以讲。
And I guess in this day and age, we can always say this.
但是我们要说谁讲的比较好。
We have to say who probably communicate this better.
所以我们要努力把神的话、神的福音讲得好。
We therefore have to work hard and be able to communicate God's word.
就像保罗跟耶稣这样子。
It's like Paul and Jesus.
别人跟他不一样的也是引圣经的。
People who are different from them, they also look at the Bible.
所以保罗是回到事情更开始的时候。
And Paul therefore went back to the beginning.
这个神跟人的关系。
This relationship that God has with man.
是神来找人的。
God actually sought out man.
为什么上帝在十二章要呼召亚伯拉罕
？Why did God call on Abraham in chapter 12?
到底什么是福音
？What exactly is the gospel?
福音到底真正要讲什么？
What exactly does the gospel tell us?
我们再看回十二章这个上帝呼召亚伯拉罕的这段话。
Let's go back to chapter 12, a call of Abraham.
他说：“我要指示你往我所要指示你的地去。”这个十二章第一节。
Chapter 1.
第一节。
I'm sorry, verse 1.
Chapter 12, 第一节。
对。
往我所要指示你的地去。
Go to the land I will show you.
所以这边有一个应许地。
There's a promised land.
然后我必叫你成为大国。
Verse 2, I will make you into a great nation.
这边呢就是有这个后裔的问题。
There's an issue with the descendants.
然后呢他说我必赐福给你叫你的名为大。
I will make your name great.
这个是神跟亚伯拉罕的关系的问题。
And this is the issue with God's relationship with Abraham.
上帝为什么要应许亚伯拉罕这三件事
？Why did God promise Abraham these three things？
你从创世纪第一章读到十一章的话
，So if you actually read from chapter 1 through 11, book of Genesis，
这个就跟整个神的创造跟存活的心意有关。
This is I guess related to the way God has created this world，
and something that to do with living and existence。什么叫做存活
？What does it mean to exist or to live？
地
，a land。
我们本来是在一个很好的地，叫伊甸园的。
We were actually on a very good piece of land called the Garden of Eden。
但是因为我们不听上帝的话
，But because we disobeyed God，
我们被赶出伊甸园。
We were taken off the land。
我们本来也是要一直不断地延续这个生命的生养众多的。
Yeah, we are supposed to actually continue this life.
但是我们自己这个因为不把上帝当上帝，我们开始呢妒忌纷争，然后恼恨，我们彼此伤害杀害，该隐杀亚伯。
Because we disobeyed God, then we were overcome with jealousy and started to hurt each other.
我们本来呢在地上呢是跟神的关系很好，而且呢是很尊贵的。
Actually, we had a very good relationship with God. It was an honorable relationship.
这个神赐福给你，并叫你的名为大。
That God actually would make your name great.
是本来在创世纪第一跟第二章人本来就有的。
It's actually something that man already had back in chapter 1.
在第一章人的名本来就大，因为人是上帝的代表，是人是神的形象样式。
Because in chapter 1 it says God, man was made in God's image.
然后呢，第二章呢，我们是修理看守伊甸园的。
Because in chapter 2 it says we are supposed to maintain the Garden of Eden.
这个修理看守呢，这个在利未记、民数记是讲到祭司在那个会幕在神的面前服侍的。看守那个会幕。
To actually look after this Garden of Eden is actually taken in the book of Leviticus.
也就是说我们活在世上本来就是活在一种这么不同的这样的一种生活的一种素质跟状况的。
Actually, to live on this earth, back then we were actually living in a very different and good condition.
我们在神面前服侍的。
We served before God.
我们又是在神面前在地上是神的代表的。
We were representatives of God on this earth.
所以我们跟神的关系是很亲的。
We had an intimate relationship with God.
我们在神面前又是这么尊贵的。
It was an honorable relationship.
这个本来是上帝创造的时候是说我们本来就是要这样的。
Because this is the way God had intended when He created us.
但是是我们自己把它搞砸了。
But we messed it up ourselves.
不过上帝没有放弃。
But God did not give up.
上帝一直在把这个东西带回来。
God kept bringing this stuff back to us.
就是说上帝创造。
God created.
我们反创造。
We
anti-creation,
anti-create.
然后上帝再创造。
And God recreated.
你从创世纪一到十一章，你一直看到这样的一个 pattern.
You keep seeing these patterns recur from chapter 1 through 11.
不是什么 sin 啊 ，fallen 啊那种，你不要这样看。你从 narrative 来看，你再看到神一直不断的在创造，我们一直在搞砸，神再带回来。
And so through a narrative, we keep seeing that man will mess up and God will come back.
那这一次呢，神又再要把这些全部带回来。
And at this time, God indeed wants to bring this stuff back again.
所以亚伯拉罕的出现跟后来整个以色列民族的出现
，And therefore the emergence of Abraham and the nation of Israel
是上帝重新再创造。
It's God's recreation.
他要再把创造的时候，我们把它搞坏的、失掉的，他要再带回给我们。
He wants to bring back what we have lost.
而如果这个讲简单的来讲呢
，To put it simply，
就是上帝要重新再做我们的上帝。
God wants to be our God again，
使我们再真的是有一个上帝，而这样子好好的活下去。
That we have a God and we be able to live our lives well。
而这样的一个关系的这个建立
，And this the building of this relationship，
是上帝要做成的。
And this is what God intends，
是上帝带来的。
And this is what God brings forth。
人就只有信靠。
And man just has to believe.
而不是因为我是亚伯兰的后裔，我有做这个，我有做那个，所以我可以得救。
It's not because I was Abraham's descendants, I've done this and that, and therefore I'll be saved.
在中古世纪的时候
，back in medieval times，
尤其是宗教改革前面那两百年
200 years before the reformers，
西方的整个教会的一个重点是我当做什么，我的灵魂才会得救。
The churches believe that I have to do certain things and therefore my soul would then be saved.
但是加尔文说上帝是谁，他为我们做了什么，我们应当怎么样。
But this is not the case that we are not driven by works.
Calvin bring back 这个 biblical 的 understanding， 到底这位上帝是谁， What has he done for us and how should we respond。 所以他跟亚伯拉罕说 I want to restore all this. 我要全部这些带回来，在你的这个身上。然后亚伯拉罕说：“好，我照你的话。”
And Abraham says, "I believe I'll follow your word."
上帝悦纳亚伯拉罕。
And God accepts Abraham.
保罗说现在是这样子的。
Paul says this is so.
这个上帝重新认回我们。
This God accepts us.
这位上帝虽然会审判我们，但是也要重新救赎我们。
Even though this God would judge us, he wants to accept us.
我们重新可以被上帝悦纳。
We could be re-accepted by this God again.
不是因为我们做了什么。
It's not because of what we have done.
是他为我们做了什么。
But rather what he has done for us.
他为我们用耶稣一生的整个生命做成了，使到我们一定可以回去，可以认回他。
Through the life of Jesus Christ, what he has done, we can be accepted by God again.
所以是谁肯信靠耶稣？
Therefore, is who would actually be willing to rely and believe in Jesus?
这个关系就恢复。
And this relationship will be restored.
而从此呢，就跟神再一次呢继续走在一起。
And therefore, we can walk with God again together.
但是保罗那个时候的犹太人不是这样了解。
But the Jews back in Paul's time, it's not their belief.
那么到底他们是真正怎么了解呢？
So what exactly do they believe?
坦白讲，我们在新约圣经里面没有办法找到直接的100%的了解，但是都是透过很多学者的研究的。
To be honest, through the New Testament, there's no way for us to be certain that what exactly their beliefs are is a lot of it is through studies by scholars.
所以我也不想把这些理论拿出来讲。
And therefore, I do not want to bring up these theories for discussion.
他们是有帮助。
They do help.
但是是就是这样吗？
But is that really so?
不知道。
We do not know for sure.
但是我们知道的是。
But what we know is.
保罗再回到圣经，给我们看到神清清楚楚讲的是什么。
But Paul had taken us back to the scriptures and tell us exactly what God has said.
所以我们还是可以听清楚这一些很清楚的神讲的。
And therefore we can listen carefully to what God has said.
那最后再让我们翻几处先知书的这个圣经。
Let's look through the scriptures again.
先知书。
The book of the prophets.
就非常非常的这个明显，保罗跟耶稣所说的呢，是完全符合这个上帝的这个心意。
That indeed what Paul has said is very consistent with God that has said for us.
我们来看这个何西阿书。何西阿书。
Now let's turn to the book of Hosea.
第一章，这个第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
耶和华说给他起名叫罗阿米，因为你们不做我的子民，我也不做你的这个神。一章九节，何西阿。
Then the Lord said, call him Lord Ami, for you're not my people, I'm not your God.
所以你看这个我做你的上帝，你做我的子民，这个一直提出来的。
And this has been brought up on and on.
我们现在就来看这个撒加利亚书。撒加利亚。
Let's turn to the book of Zechariah.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
这个撒加利亚书第八章第八节。
Verse 8, chapter 8.
我要领他们来，使他们住在耶路撒冷。我要做他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，都凭诚实和公义。
I'll bring them back to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I'll be faithful and righteous to them as their God.
那是神一直讲说他要做成，他要重新建立起这样的一个关系。
It's what God wants to reestablish this relationship.
再看以西结书。
Yeah, let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
我们看了相当多次。
Yeah, we have actually looked at this book a fair bit of times.
以西结书这个三十六章。
Chapter 36.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
你们必住在我所赐给你们列祖之地，你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。三十六章，以西结，二十八节。
You will live in the land I give your forefathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God.
耶利米书在以西结书之前三十章，三十章二十二节。
Verse chapter 30, verse 22.
你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的上帝。二十二节，三十章。
Yeah, Book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 22. So you will be my people, and I will be your God.
你看到说，尤其是在先知书里面。
And we look at from the Book of the Prophets.
上帝常常在表达这个心意。
God constantly try to express this.
我们刚才只读他的结论而已。
We actually just reviewed his conclusion.
如果你把这些经文上下文再读过。
And if you actually read the text preceding and thereafter,
你看到说这样的事情会做成的话，就是说上帝在做他们的上帝，他们在做上帝的子民，这个事情会成的话呢，是上帝做成的。
For this to actually materialize is God actually makes this happen.
从来没有说除非你们怎么样。
Never says unless you guys do this and that.
所以人可以重新再回到上帝面前。
Therefore, for men to be able to come back before God,
人重新会被上帝接受。
For men to be accepted by God again.
神要愿意再做人的神。
For God to be willing to be their God.
这个事情只有上帝做得到。
It's only something that God himself could do.
只有上帝做成的。
It's something that God could deliver.
人就只有凭恩典接受。
And men could actually just accept this through grace.
这个叫做信靠。
And this is what is called belief.
但是这个信呢，
And this faith, belief,
不是因为我信就有了。
It's not because I believe, therefore it exists.
是因为神这边做了这么多，讲了这么多，跟真的做成了。
And it's because God has done a lot of things and has materialized.
使到人可以信。
And therefore allows us to believe.
保罗就是一直不断在解释，不断在传讲。
And this is what Paul has been trying to preach.
而犹太人呢，不。是我们做什么了。
But the Jews' belief is driven by their works.
我有行割礼。
I was circumcised.
我真的是活得像一个犹太人。
I lived according to the laws of the Jew.
我真的是有犹太的血统。
I was in the same bloodline.
我有保持一个什么这样的东西。
I maintained the customs.
这样我应该就会领受这个恩典。
And therefore I'll receive the grace.
不是。
And that's not so.
这个是你已经试了之后你应该做的。
This is not the case.
这个是你已经是犹太人，你应该做这样的犹太人。
This is something that you have to do as a Jew.
而不是我做这样我才会。
It's not that because you have done this and therefore you would have that.
所以是因为信靠上帝。
Because it's a belief in God.
而这样的一个事情是公开，是给每一个现在都有机会。
And therefore, it's open to all, opportunity for all of us to accept.
所以你可以想象，如果保罗放弃跟他们这样子的争辩，跟这样子的一种的这个角力，就放弃不讲了，也不再解释了，也不再甚至给他们避害都放弃了。我们今天我们不会听到真正的福音是什么。
Can you imagine that if Paul indeed had given up and not debated of these Jews, we actually would not have come across this gospel today.
所以今天我们禧年堂要问我们自己。
Today we have to ask ourselves as Jubilee Church.
到底我们在传什么样的福音？
What kind of gospels are we spreading?
我们真的知道福音，按照圣经的福音是这样的，是怎么样的福音？
Do we know the gospel that we are preaching?
我们不管今天世界在怎么样子的这个变成怎么个样子。
We do not actually care what the world has become.
是不是我们站稳这个福音，我们福音化我们自己，我们在按这个福音来活？
Are we living according to the gospel?
到底这个福音是什么？
What exactly is this gospel?
Four spiritual law. 四个属灵定律。还是福音桥。
The bridge of the gospel.
还是所谓的那一些的得救的单章。还是这些我们重新都要好好来问一问。
And this is stuff that we actually have to ask ourselves again.
我们回到保罗自己的这个身上。
We actually come back to Paul himself.
我们会再一次看到事情真相是什么。
We actually could see the truth.
而我们就可以完全将身体献上。去投入在这样的一个事情的本身，是不会 白费，也不会是这个错误的。
And we therefore will offer ourselves wholly to God and will not be wrong.
但愿上帝借着保罗不断的这个引导我们。
May God use Paul to continue to lead us.
我们不管接下来的这样的一个日子会是如何。
Regardless of how our lives would be from here on.
我们继续告诉人这个上帝是谁。
We keep telling ourselves who this God is.
他到底为了我们做了什么？
What exactly has he done for us?
然后我们就因为这样子，我们决定我们要怎么样子来回应。
And therefore we decide how we want to respond based on this.
我们就被神来带动我们。
Let God lead us.
我们就被神呢真的是引导我们。
And let God continue to lead our lives.
不管这个环境是怎么样。
Regardless of what's happening in the environment.
我们得知道我们是走在神的引导的当中。
That we are indeed walking under God's guidance.
那一些都会过去的。
Those will come to pass.
这个永远不朽坏的又一定就会永远在那里。
And this will be everlasting and be with us.
而我们就在这样的一个永远不朽坏的事情的里面。
And this will be something that we'll be able to stay in everlasting.
是值得我们用我们的一生去投入的。
It's worthwhile for us to invest our lives in.
就像保罗这样。
It's just similar to Paul.
我们一起祷告。天父，我们感谢你。你是一个说话的上帝，你是一个行事的上帝，你是一个向人显示的上帝，你是一个指示的上帝，你是一个纠正的上帝。主啊，你再一次在我们的当中清清楚楚的使我们认识你，知道你，也求主你保守我们，当我们想你讲你的时候，你真理深深的引导我们，也真的求天父你让我们真的百般的思辨检验查考考究，真的是真正明白你自己的话。感谢你把你的圣言托付给教会，你让教会因你的话而活，也为着你的话而活。我们虽然不配，却能够传讲你的话，学习主你自己的话，这上好的福分，这尊贵的职事，求天父你让我们能够守着，也能够好好的守着。我们感谢你，我们仰望你，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们以诗歌《荣耀都归你》这首诗来回。